Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to
Tobes.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I love the way D brought down the hammer yesterday.
On?
Over the red juice and the blue juice.
Dude, that was so funny.
And wait, she go, wait, and the reply wasn't, oh, no, don't drink that. She goes, Sophie, you're still going to school tomorrow.
Oh. So we go into the Horde kitchen yesterday, and there's two fruit punch-looking things. And my daughter was, getting her plate ready with the wonderful food made. And meanwhile goes, the red one is alcohol. The blue one does not. I was like, okay, sounds good. And then Sophie takes one sip of the blue. She goes, I think this is alcohol. I was like, oh, that one has alcohol? And meanwhile goes, no, blue does not have alcohol. I'm like, well, Sophie, I'll just finish that. You know, you just go get a soda or something like that. But apparently then I get in there with Big Spoon. She goes, what? They both have alcohol. One is vodka. One is rum. Listen, Meemaw was busy making fire wings. You know, she didn't know the whole menu. It's all good.
Oh, I had to take out the big fryer for her.
Oh, delicious.
Because you can fry a whole bunch at one time. I have if you go to these little wing places and buy wings, I'm talking about you're going to make your own wings. A lot of the wings have the whole wing, like the little tip, then the flat, then the drunk. And you got to cut them off, right? So I'm like, man, last time I did it with, I got them from Restaurant Depot. And we spent like 2 hours chopping all these wings. So I finally went to Restaurant Depot. They were already done. So all I had to do was clean them off, and it's a lot of wings. But it's like 50 cents a wing if you do it that way.
Hmm.
So she made two giant bags, And then I froze two bags. So, yeah. So we have been, we were working on that. But it was, I was, by the time I sat down to watch the game, I'm surprised I didn't just fall asleep right there.
Dude, it was delightful. Let's get the headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, the Sorrento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Dude, Sal says, Mima is the same issue with colors of drinks in the pen and the marriage certificates.
Well, and that might have been my wife, too, because at her work, they have to sign everything in one color.
Mm.
And the color was different for the marriage certificate. But me and Marcos went somewhere. We came back, and Mima was the second.
Mima comes from a generation where, like, if the kid has a little bit of liquor, makes him sleepy, it's all good. It's good for him. It's good for him.
Hey, you know old school remedies for teething, right?
Yep.
Rub a little Jack Daniels on it.
That's right. That's right. Super Bowl yesterday, Eagles hammer the Chiefs 40-22, and it wasn't even that close. Jalen Hurts, congrats to him. Super Bowl MVP. The Chiefs, man, they got, you know what's crazy about it? I think this is the interesting thing. Like, the Dolphins are kind of in a pathetic bracket right now because they can't even get over the Bills. But it's kind of like, if you are the AFC, like, there's a weight class then up of the AFC playoff teams, and they have to be thinking to themselves, how could we not beat this team? How is this the team? How is this the Chiefs team that we could have beat?
Buffalo thinking they can't, well, think about this. Buffalo couldn't stop them.
I know.
That's crazy, right?
Baltimore has to be a little sick, right? Because Baltimore blew it against Buffalo.
Right, because we literally thought that the winner of Buffalo, Baltimore was going to be in the Super Bowl.
They felt like, but Baltimore felt like the most talented team in the AFC all year.
Buffalo?
No, Baltimore.
Baltimore, yes. They were the favorites.
They have to be sick. Like, how do we not?
It was between Baltimore and Detroit.
They both always lose to the Chiefs.
They always lose to the Chiefs.
All right, so the Chiefs have one
Chiefs,
game.
The Chiefs have what the Bills have on the Dolphins right now.
The Chiefs have that on everybody except for...
Well, not Philly anymore.
Well, I mean, dude, they...
I can say, though, this GOAT debate...
They played, regardless of what we want to say about Philly, they played a hell of a Super Bowl the first time.
Yep.
Right, and
so
Pat played better.
That game was really close. So this time, it.
You know, I didn't notice it, but I probably should have. But he's been down 10 in all of his Super Bowl appearances.
Right, that's why.
That's pretty crazy.
Nobody was down. As a matter of fact, I was like, oh, now the Super Bowl is beginning. When they were down 10.
Yeah, but when the pick six happened, it was over.
That's when it was over.
It was over. Once that pick six, you were like, oh, there's no coming back. No coming back.
I'll tell you the play that
they
really...
They barely got the ball past midfield.
There was a play where he threw the D-hop, and D-hop was open. Like, if he catches ball, that's a momentum changer. Dropped that, I was like, that's it, game over.
You know what happened, right? And I was trying to tell these guys that. He tripped before the ball got there, so he was falling. And it's the hardest thing to explain, because when you're falling from being tripped or stumbling... You're thinking of bracing yourself, and then a football comes. It's a weird thing.
Karen says,
like, if he had gone down to that same position himself, fine. But the fact that he tripped.
Karen says, are the Eagles that much better than everyone else in the league, though? Like, what's their weakness? What are they bad at?
They could lose. They've lost. They've lost games. They lost to the Commanders. They could lose. I think if the Lions were healthy, they would have given the Eagles a game.
See, that's the thing. Dude. The Lions had the fact that the Lions made it as far as they did with the injuries that they had. They had probably what 80 guys on their roster at one point during the year.
Yeah, because 16 of them were hurt.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, in that Commanders game, Kenny Pickett played. That was when Hurts got hurt. So.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. They were pretty good. Like, I looked at that team, I was like, where are they bad? Do they have anything? Best running back in the league, amazing receivers,
good tight end,
great line, great defensive line,
good quarterback.
What's their weakness?
I would say this. If you think
yeah,
all the teams, think of all the teams that have beat these so-called dynasties, and they all have done it the same way.
Defense.
Pressure the quarterback up the middle of the field.
Absolutely.
Right? When New York beat
Brady,
the Patriots, all you have to do is go look at that pass rush.
Yep.
Right? And so it's amazing to
But even
here.
Those games still came down to, like, crazy
right.
plays.
Right.
You crazy know? Plays. Like, those may have been the, you know, that may have, one of those teams may have been the greatest team ever that never won the Super Bowl, but those were still incredible games. This right. was such an ass-kicking. This was like the Super Bowl that I went to, the Broncos, Legion of Boom, when they won. That was this.
Right.
That's the last time I remember, like, oh, Peyton Manning. Who's beating Peyton Manning was an MVP that year. I thought for sure the Broncos were going to win, and they got killed. Safety to start the game. Jesus.
Oof. Defense, dude. Like, it's one of the more remarkable things in the problems I have with the sport of football. Some of the things you hear people talk about is what teams need to do and how they need, oh, they need to get this guy, this guy, this guy. No, you don't. All you need to do is get an offensive line and defensive line and go from there. And those teams that have done that, because let's think about what we were saying about Jalen Hurts. Then all of a sudden that old line got right, that run game got right, and now all of a sudden we on the other side of what we thought about Jalen Hurts, which he's always been the same guy. It's just that sometimes things, he needs stuff to work hand in hand. Jalen Hurts is not Jalen Hurts without running game.
Nope.
Same thing with Lamar Jackson. And you got to know how to build a team like that. You look at that defensive line, and you look at how they built that front seven on defense with the guys they brought in. And they brought them in for specific roles on that team. And you see the way they played. Like, besides Slay, name a DB. And Dijon, right? Most of it, and you're not even talking about these guys about covering. You're talking about how they get after the football.
Just
so don't tell me, when you sit here talking about what the Dolphins need to do and what do what all the other good teams do. Get an offensive line and a defensive line and everything else will figure itself out.
They're going to blow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're going to blow it.
Well, we always talk about, you hear people say football is cyclical, right? So, you think everybody ain't clamoring for an offensive defensive line right now after seeing what they just saw?
But, like, oh, yeah, but the thing is, the guy they have picking him is bad at it.
Yeah.
And then anytime he does nail a pick, he goes, I don't want to pay him. Let him walk.
That will be.
Like, their asset management is terrible.
I would say my biggest issue with him is this, right? In your moment to get some of that stink off your back, right? You have drafted guys that you can hold up and say, these were great decisions.
Yeah, because it's not
look
like
at what they're doing for our team.
It's not like
and you let them walk.
Yeah, and it's not like the Eagles haven't done some of the things the Dolphins have done. Like, they traded for A.J. Brown. They drafted Devontae Smith. They did very similar things. But when they saw weaknesses, they went and they fixed them. They didn't double down on things that were known as holes. And then the other thing is, they can actually draft. The Dolphins drafts suck.
You got to draft
too
from
many,
Georgia.
Too many swings and misses.
Got to draft from Georgia.
You see that, huh?
That's all they do.
Good strategy.
Eagles draft from Georgia the same way the Patriots were drafting Alabama players. Like, you know, there's a team in college that's winning a lot.
Well, no. What they do is
the reason why that would happen is because Bill Belichick could call up Saban and get the real deal.
Yeah, I don't think Kirby Smart and Nick Sirianni are hanging out.
Nope.
Okay, then. What I'm saying is they do a great, like you said, they do a great job of drafting players. And the other thing they do, they don't sit on their app. They don't sit on their hands. Like, put it this way. Myles Garrett's available right now. I would not be shocked if the Eagles
go find a way.
Make a move for him. They never sit on their hands.
Very frustrating. Other headlines. The Heat, they'll be back on the hardwood tonight. 7:30 is your tip. You can hear that on 560 WQAM. Andrew Wiggins making his debut tonight.
They're at home?
Yes.
Oh, cool. That's why. Okay, you're boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground. Jimmy Butler, speaking of debuts, he scored 25 in his Warriors debut.
That makes me even madder.
They win 132-111 over the Bulls.
While y'all tripping and talking about Jimmy Butler doing it, all that nonsense he was talking here?
Yep.
Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but I would say on Jimmy Butler's side of things, if you would have just paid him in the first place, like old Tobes told you, I told you he still had this in him.
Okay.
13 free throws immediately. And he's now the best friends with Seth. Why am I not more mad at him? What's happened to me? I used to have my fastball, dude. I held a grudge against LeBron James for years.
And there was no reason for that.
For years. Why am I not more mad at this man? But I can't stay mad at him.
I know why.
Why? Why not?
I don't know.
I know why.
I can.
He's just a rascal. I don't know. I can't stay mad at him.
I can. Here's why. I don't care that he pitched a fit. I don't care that he made a stink. But I do have a problem with what he did on the basketball court. Because every person that we could talk about in these situations that won out, that even KD, as many times KD demanded a trade, right? When the basketball got rolled out, KD played basketball.
Oh, dude, can I just tell you, hey, you know what? ESPN, I got to stop reading. ESPN did this deep dive on the whole thing. And you want to know what sent me to drinking on Friday night?
Really? I thought the loss would have.
Well, that's the thing, Vlad. Is the loss happened, and then I got to Aridin.
Oh, that's right. I did watch your YouTube.
I got to Aridin, and did you know what I saw, Leroy? You want to know what ESPN reported? You want to know what they reported?
What was it?
What did they report?
I'll tell you what they reported, but first I got to have a call. 305-567-0560. 305-567, because I read this, and I was like, now, mind you, I just saw the team score 9 points in the fourth quarter. 9 points.
Oh, I know what it is.
And they reported something, and I was like, on the whole Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, Kevin, they deep dove, dude, on the whole saga. And they reported something, and I was like, oh, we may have made a mistake.
Yes.
We may have made a mistake, dude. Because Leroy... Forget the callers. I'm just going to tell you what they reported, okay? They reported that Kevin Durant refused to be traded to the Golden State Warriors. In fact, the deal was done. Kuminga, I think they had 2 first-round picks, whatever the match was. The Suns said, okay. The Warriors said, okay. And Kevin Durant said, not okay. So the deal was done, dead. But they reported Kevin Durant, when broached about the idea of going to Miami Heat, said, and he was open to it. But the Heat wouldn't pull the trigger. Wouldn't give all their assets for Kevin Durant. Now, which may be the responsible thing to do, because you could say, what does a Bam, Tyler, Durant, Duncan Robinson team do? But after scoring 9 points, I'm not going to tell you that I wasn't drinking all night thinking about what Kevin Durant in the jersey was going to be like.
Did you feel unhinged?
For 12 seconds.
He wanted to come.
You don't think this team got better?
I think that they got better. I mean, like, you got something for nothing. You have a guy who basically wasn't trying for you. And I am intrigued to see what Eric Spoelstra, you know, in that same deep dive, this is an interesting thing. Why are you laughing?
Isn't it concert season?
What do you mean?
You usually go to a bunch of concerts this time.
It's not concert season. It's not concert season. Okay. But in this deep dive, this is funny that Jimmy Butler, apparently back in 2019, told Pat Riley, he was asked, Pat's like, sitting there, they were just celebrating. They were in Pat Riley's offices back in 2019. They were celebrating signing the deal. 4 years, $142 million. The two men cracked open a bottle of Screaming Eagle Cabernet. Riley was telling stories, and he asked Butler, who was the most talented player he ever played with? And Butler answered quickly, Andrew Wiggins. How about that, Leroy? The two were traded for each other. You're not impressed by that? You don't think that's a good nugget? Give me a blank face.
You ruined the beginning of it with the KD stuff.
Oh, dude.
Oof. So KD wanted to come to Miami then?
He said he was open. If he's like, if I'm getting traded, if I'm getting traded, trade me to Miami.
So
it's kind of what he said. It's kind of what he said, though. It's kind of what he said. And the Heat are like, I don't know, assets.
So what if they were asking for crazy assets?
What are they asking for? Kalel,
Nico,
Jaime.
You would get rid of
and
them.
And a pick?
Get rid of them for KD, wouldn't you?
Just scored 9 points against the Nets, Vlad. Against the Nets!
So the answer was, yes, I would trade them for
I'm KD. Not saying yes. What I'm saying is I had a night of sad drinking after that.
Did you feel unhinged?
No.
Okay.
I felt hinged.
As long as you felt hinged.
I felt hinged.
As long as you felt hinged.
Who's this caller? 560, what's your name?
Hello, Oswald. My name is Oswald.
Hey, Oswald. What's up, buddy? What do you want to say?
Hey, Tobe, I want to say, man, mad kudos. Even though you got Jimmy out of here, you owned up to it on Hawk and Crowder. So being the mush is being the mush. I understand that. Everything's good. But here's the thing I need you to get out of now. You need to get McDaniels out of here. Somehow, some way, the next press conference, get McDaniels. I know you love Tua, but get McDaniels, sorry ass, friendly, I'm happy ass out of here. Please.
Hold on, though. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
I didn't own up to getting him out of here.
Yes, you did own up.
I did not, dude. What are you talking about?
You said it was about this. It was about that.
This is ridiculous.
You admit you asked the question. This is,
of course I asked the question. It's on video. How can I deny that? But it's not my responsibility. I didn't get him up out of here. I wanted him to get paid.
Tobin.
What?
Tobin.
What?
Listen, you need to stop. You need to stop this. Everybody already know the first, step to recovery is admitting it. Dude, it's okay.
It's
okay if you started. You put the clothes in the washer. You threw a couple of little Tide Pods in there, right?
Little Downy.
You hit extended wash. You hit some with them little things. You got you shaking like this or whatever, right? To get your clothes smelling good.
No,
right?
I feel like Oswald.
And then you went and sat in the other room and watched TV while the clothes just mixed. And that's Patton. That's Pat. And that's Jimmy. And then. You took them out, put them in the dryer, you ironed them, and next thing you know, Jimmy was in Golden State.
I feel like Oswald is taking liberties with what I said. No. You took liberties with what I said on that show.
Maybe I paraphrased a little bit, but I didn't do no worse than you did.
Hey, fit right in. He fits right in with this show. I paraphrased a little bit.
He just boxed me in.
Yeah.
Look what Timbo Slice just texted. Yep. I heard the Warrior hung a banner saying, thank you, Dopes.
Point for Twitcher.
You still don't think that Jimmy and Draymond going to get into it?
Absolutely.
They're already playing dominoes on his Instagram. He's best friends with Steph Curry. They are going to love him over there. He's fat and sassy and got his money. Jimmy's going to charm him. He's going to charm him.
He's a snake.
He's going to charm him, dude. They are going to love Jimmy Butler. I know. Want to know why?
If he would have said to me, it's about the money from the get-go, then I would have a different respect for him. But the things he was saying at the beginning of the season and what he was doing on the court didn't match.
Steven says, Tobin, get a street named after you or get you kicked out of town. You choose.
Twitcher.
How do you feel knowing that you have that type of power?
I don't like it right now.
You don't like it?
I don't like it right
now.
Wow.
I don't like it right now.
And I don't like how, I felt like I'm feeling a lot of feelings because, like I said, I was sad over the Durant thing, even though I like all the young guys. But then I was like, they scored 9 points. And then I'm thinking to myself, why am I not more mad at him? And then I'm like, I can't get mad at him. But I should be more mad at him because I was so mad at LeBron. And LeBron, all he did was let his contract run out. Jimmy Butler took napalm to the Heat organization.
I know why. You know why? Because he's the only one that wanted to come in 2019.
Yeah.
And that Jim VP and all that, the 5 years, the 3%, all that trash talk you had with Boston media, NBA Reddit, that was all Jimmy inspired. And if Jimmy's gone, you don't have that. That's why you don't have the love. That's why you don't have the, you know, the passion anymore. Jimmy was the passion.
No, it's not that I don't have passion. I just don't have that. I don't have the hate. Like, Tobin, I still love the team the same.
But you love them, but you don't love them the way. Tobin, that 2020, was it 2022? No, 2021? Whatever that that final run against Denver.
That was 23.
23. Yeah. You remember you. You remember how crazy you were for those 2 months?
Deserved craziness.
You were the only one, you know, peacocking, talking about the Heat, saying that the Heat were going to do this, the Heat were going to do that. Everybody laughed at you, they did.
I'm going to tell you right now, Vlad, you look at those standings.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Things and the Mavs just lost AD. Warriors can make a run, dude. I'm telling you. I don't know. Take a break. Way over. Back with more after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everybody. Want to let you guys know that we got a couple of giveaways here for you today. First, Valentine's Day is coming up, and we're going to make it easy for you by giving you the chance to win tickets to the Miami City Ballet and a bouquet of flowers for a Valentine's Day performance. That's cultured. I mean, you want to impress your lady. First of all, women love a plan. Second of all, they love ballet. So ballet and flowers, we'll give that away before the end of today's show. We'll help you on out. If you guys don't win, you can purchase your tickets at MiamiCityBallet.org. And also, it's that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. The Renaissance Festival is back! So if you guys want to go to the Renaissance Festival in South Florida, WQM has got your chance to win tickets to travel back in time to the 16th century. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts and more than 100 performers going on there for your chance to win. Just go to WQM.com on the contest page and register to win those tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
Do you just want to go there and yell more ale?
Yeah, of course. More ale? Jeez. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Toby? Leroy.
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Vlad, my non-amphibious friend? So I just want to ask you guys, Tobin's been down and out on this team right now. He's kind of, you know, he's depressed because Jimmy left. But I got to ask you guys, are you wig in or are you wig out?
I mean, I'm wig in. I am. I'm excited for tonight. I still am excited every single night that he played basketball. And I'm not down on them, although how could you not be after scoring 9 points in the fourth quarter, Nick? You would admit.
Yeah, for sure.
But
that was pretty depressing. But
I of course I'm excited about tonight. I'm excited to hear how Michael Biamonte introduces him. You know, does he go, Andrew Wiggins? Or does he do does he steal the Jimmy Butler, go, Andrew Wiggins? I don't know. I don't know. What does he do?
I mean, he already took Jimmy's numbers, so I don't know. He takes it down from two. It might just be the whole thing.
Are you mad at Jimmy? Did you watch the Warriors game?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty mad at him. I've been, playing the Fall Out Boy song, Thanks for the Memories. I know he loves Fall Out Boy.
He does.
It's like kind of fits perfectly, so I figure that's his song right now.
He's best friends with Steph Curry now.
Ugh. You hate Steph now?
How could you hate Steph? Look at him. Adorable. He's, you know, pinch his cheeks. How could you be mad
at
him?
Isn't that crazy? The one player you cannot hate in the NBA.
You hate LeBron. You hate everybody else. You're starting to feel... Are you still feeling a way about KD? Knowing that KD wanted to come here, but Miami didn't want to pull the, for lack of a better term, trigger?
No, because he might come in the summer, so I have to keep some room open. But the thing is,
I don't want to give up none of the youth, though.
I understand that, and I understand why the Heat are like, hey, we're not in the position yet. He makes a stink. We're there. The Heat always feel like they're in the catbird seat, but every time that happens, they miss out. And all I would say, Leroy, all I would say is when Kevin Durant next becomes available, there's going to be a market for him. This was almost a sneaky Luka-type deal. Like, you were in the ins. Like, nobody else was negotiating this. It was a clearance sale. And only you had the code. But they didn't want to pull the trigger. So, all I'm saying is, Jovic, you better give me 20 tonight. That's all I'm saying, dude.
I would just like it to be a team effort where we don't get 9.
That's true.
Can we do that?
It's going to be tough. We got a tough couple of games coming up here. Boston and OKC.
Oh my
God! So, we'll
extraterrestrials see. On both sides of those.
We have Dallas coming up too, but they just lost Anthony Davis.
Oh, you wait? Y'all playing 3 games this week?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
That's not a
but you know, oh man, these Mavs fans, like, dude, this poor guy.
He messed up.
He might have to work via Zoom. Like, I don't think he can work in Dallas right now.
Let me ask you this, guys: have you ever heard of somebody getting extra security for doing their job?
Not like this. But they're having funerals
out. As a GM.
Leroy was very thirsty right there. We could hear that.
That was very ASMR. But Anthony Davis comes out, Leroy. He was like Wilt to start his Mavs career. He was incredible. But the only thing with street clothes is...
street clothes, folks.
You never know when street clothes is going to street clothes. And unfortunately, in the sickest twist of fate, the man has been the healthiest he's probably been in 2 years. Abductor strain, out for a month.
Well, he should have never came back. That's the point. He
got
back too
excited.
He got too excited.
He got too
excited. Wanted the fans to, like, you know, lower their criticism. So he got there and he was balling. I mean, did you see the numbers he put up?
It was insane.
It was ridiculous. Like they were getting the they were
and he was like
quiet.
Flexing. And he's like, he's getting doused. I mean, there are people with caskets on the outside of the arena, and so he's having a party. Party was short-lived.
I got to tell you, like, do some crunches or something. All these adductor strains. Do medicine ball or something. Like, what the hell?
All right, we'll take...
Of all the muscles, you got to tear the muscle that's connected to everything.
Yep. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Leroy's game balls and game bumps. Back after this.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
Ah. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. To gather around the locker room as Leroy Horde hands out his game balls and game bums. What do you got, Leroy?
My game ball is going to go to Jalen Hurts.
Woo!
Because people have been giving him trash for 2 years now. While forgetting, he played really good in the last Super Bowl. He's handled himself like a professional. And in fact, more people went to him than their coach. When they wanted explanations because their coach might say something crazy. So, kudos to him. Even with the win, he still maintained, you know, just calm.
Very calm, very low key.
Yeah, so happy for him. I'm happy Saquon won, but I'm going to give my game ball to Jalen Hurts because he was the guy taking most of the heat for all things Eagles.
Gave Chris Jones that tush-push neck.
Oh, my God. Dude, there is nothing worse than if you want an indication of whether your team can handle or whether you see your favorite team and whether they can handle something, seeing a guy get his neck rubbed after, like, 3 minutes of football.
Yeah.
Woo. Right? Because he was in there messing with that tush push.
My game bum, they should outlaw it, though, by the way. It's not football.
My game bum is basically going to go to Andy Reid.
Bum.
And I like Andy Reid, but here's what. You're telling me you didn't have an alternative plan to block those four guys? Because the basic fundamentals of football are this. This is when coaches get too arrogant and say, we just got to do what we do better. You forget sometimes you're not as good as those other teams, and they can just do average. So you mean to tell me that watching Patrick Mahomes get crushed by four rushers, you don't keep somebody in the chip? You don't keep somebody in the help? Right? I mean, if you look on the other side of the ball, Saquon Barkley blocked a lot during that game and was good at it.
They're showing the montage right now on ESPN, and he is getting killed.
Right.
Up the middle.
And if you look around, there's no help. There's nobody chipping. There's no nothing.
Who's that dude doing his best Eichenberg impression, getting Patrick Mahomes hurt and falling on him?
Which one? 66? The left
66.
Tackle?
66, yeah. No, I think it was 66, the left guard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
and
cheap.
And I'm like, so we sitting here watching this whole game of these four guys. The only adjustment they made in the second half was, remember, like, the first time they got the ball, they rolled Patrick out to the right and he completed, like, a 10-yard pass. And they were like, oh, yeah, you got to move the pocket. They didn't do that anymore.
You know, the Chiefs should fix that. They should sign Liam Eichenberg.
You know, he goes to Kansas City, he'll probably be an All-Pro.
Nah. No, he'll probably shorten Patrick Mahomes' career even more.
No, he's, you know.
Did you see what he did to Zach Sealer this year?
Listen, I see that, but you know what? You know what I noticed? A lot of players that were on your team, when they leave to go to another team, they win. Hi, Mekhi Becton. Huh? Hi, yeah. Mekhi Becton. Mm. Hi, Vic Fangio. Hey, when people
thanks.
Leave, come on. When people left here,
I used
win.
To always feel insulted. Here's why I felt insulted. How can a team that got rid of me and be bad, and then I get picked up by teams that were good and contribute for them?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking, shouldn't the bad team want me more?
They should.
So, yeah.
They should, but.
So, I would say it's not even Andy Reid's coaching ability. I think it's Kansas City's arrogance as a whole to where they didn't make very many adjustments on the offensive side of the ball to kind of at least get it going.
It was a thorough ass kicking. It was not entertaining unless you're an Eagles fan. The Eagles fan had to be.
Oh, the Ravens were down.
I was entertained just because it's something I've been saying all year. You want to improve your team, improve your offensive and defensive lines. Look at what Detroit did. Look at what go ahead.
No, I will say GOAT debate has to be shelved for at least a decade.
No, it doesn't.
Yep. Here's why.
No, it doesn't.
Here's why.
Why?
Because first of all, Patrick Mahomes not playing until he's 45. All right, there's no shot.
Why do you say that?
No shot, dude.
Why do you say that?
He's not playing until he's 45.
Why do you say that? You're
because
not answering.
Because only one person who has sold his soul to the devil will do that. Second of all,
maybe two.
He's lost to him in a Super Bowl, and now you lost the three-peat. He can't be the GOAT.
So what, you're saying that he's not going to get another chance to maybe three-peat?
No.
I was deep diving on this, too.
He can't be the GOAT.
Yeah, he can.
And he can be close.
He could be the GOAT.
No.
And I would say, Vlad, here's what we overlooking. We sleeping on one guy.
Montana?
Joe Montana went 4-0. And
that's what I'm saying. Because if you're going to say that about Brady, because Brady lost two, and he was highly heavy favorite in both of them, especially one when he could have knocked out the 72 Dolphins.
Yep.
He didn't do that.
I understand.
18-1 is still net.
Still took miracle catches. Miracle catches.
Doesn't matter. You
he
weren't.
He never got drubbed like this,
bro. It didn't
drubbed.
Matter. It didn't matter,
dude.
It didn't matter. They lost. If you don't have a zero, I don't want to hear anything. If you don't have a zero in Super, when your record, when it goes wins and losses, if you have more than one loss, if somebody gets the same amount of Super Bowls as you. You can have that debate.
But, dude, so he has to win four more to tie him, and he never got the three-peat? He's not getting
Nobody's three-peat. Ever gotten the three-peat. This is the closest that anybody's gotten.
You could argue the most pressure-filled Super Bowls that Patrick Mahomes was in, he pooped the bed.
No!
In a GOAT versus GOAT debate.
No, bro.
He's obviously the best. The best, but I'm talking about just one for one. We got to go break. And I hate Tom. Let me tell you this. As somebody, I hate Tom Brady.
But here's
hate
what
him.
I don't get. We sit here spending the first hour,
yep,
2 hours talking about how good the D line was for the Eagles and how poorly they protected Patrick Mahomes, and now we having a conversation with just Patrick Mahomes?
Yes. He is no longer in the GOAT conversation.
That's not why. All right.
No longer in the GOAT conversation. We are not taking applications at this time.
Guess what? He doesn't need to apply. He's been on there since last season.
In fact, the only person who has a pathway to the GOAT conversation right now is Jalen Hurts. That's
it. He lost once.
Hold on. I understand that he lost.
Wait.
I understand that he lost.
If you lose to the guy, how can you be better than the guy?
I'll tell you why. Because this was three-peat. And when you stop a three-peat, that's more impressive than just a regular win.
So the San Antonio Spurs were. Leroy. So the San Antonio Spurs beating the Miami Heat when the Heat were going for a three-peat was more dominant than any of the titles that they won?
Yeah. That was one of the most dominant performances ever.
Was it better than
any
title?
What?
Was it better than any title that they won? It was better than the first title that they won? Because they stopped.
It might have been. You know what, Vlad? It might have been. Because also, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, and that's actually a great comparison by you. You also have the retribution from the year prior when you lose on the Ray Allen shot. Now Jalen Hurts has retribution for Patrick Mahomes kicking his ass. So in a lot of ways, great parallel by you.
So wait. Here's the deal. We first need to determine which group of guys is hungrier. Because think about this. If two guys want the same steak, one guy hasn't eaten in 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and the other guy had a steak yesterday, who's going to fight harder for the steak? Jalen Hurts has had stink on him
mm-hmm.
for however many years. Everybody's saying he's not the guy. Nick Sirianni. Nobody likes Nick Sirianni, right? And so were they hungrier and more determined than somebody just going for a three-peat, but we already got three?
But here's the thing. You're blowing a chance. We're not talking about champions. He's obviously a distinguished champion, but there's been many of those. We're talking about...
Oh, yeah, that's Hovind.
No. We're talking one goat, one mountaintop, and he had a chance to do something never done by the GOAT, who I hate. Screw the pooch.
Why is Tom Brady the GOAT and not Joe Montana?
That's what I was about to ask.
Seven Super Bowls, dude.
So what? But he never lost.
Seven?
He never lost.
Seven. Two franchises.
He never lost.
He won one at 45. What are we talking about?
So then, what you're saying is...
Come on.
That Patrick Mahomes has... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude, he just boxed himself in with that whole comment.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me come on.
If Patrick Mahomes goes on...
Joe Montana is not the GOAT.
Why is he not the GOAT?
Because he has three less Super Bowls than Tom Brady.
But he has two less losses than Tom Brady.
Doesn't matter, dude.
What are you talking about?
The losses don't matter.
If the losses don't matter, you just
box yourself
in.
Unless you have a losing record.
You just box yourself in.
But you're talking about...
How does the loss don't matter?
Because
if Mahomes...
This is why you're not a grown-up. Here's why. Because we're having two different conversations here.
Wait. You cannot apply that to everything that nobody, when people don't agree with you.
And calling us when
watch
we're not
me,
a grown-up.
Watch me. Watch me.
That's like the pot caught in the kettle black.
Watch me.
So we're going to make it sound
No.
The only adult in the room?
Here's why. Because what you have to do in GOAT battles is do GOAT things. He had a chance to do something never done in football history that would separate him to even take... having to reach the ring totals.
Okay. So,
but he screwed the pooch.
So
he can do it.
So what you're saying is this. If he wins four more Super Bowls, he's not going to be the GOAT?
He lost to Tom Brady.
If that's your only argument,
he
that's
lost
good.
To him.
No. I get
head-to-head competition.
No, I'll give you that. If you're going head-to-head.
What your argument is, he got something in his back pocket. He keep pulling it.
No, Leroy, he's got that.
But he lost to Tom Brady.
That's the only way that you can say that Brady got him, because in that Super Bowl, he did lose. That's it. But if he gets eight or he ties him at seven.
Does he look like he's getting eight?
What do you eat?
No.
Time out.
The window may be closing.
Hold on. This is what I hate. This is what I absolutely hate. This is what I effing hate. They lose one game. The last game of the season, and all of a sudden now, dynasty's over. But had they won that game, is anybody going to beat them? No, we can't do that. You can't go from one end to the other.
Welcome to sports. Stop. I'm sorry the results matter.
Because you know
what?
I'm
sorry.
That team is still the same damn team in the AFC, the team that beat in the AFC, right?
Dude.
Are they still the team that beat in the AFC?
Right now?
Yes.
I don't know. I think of the one.
Did Buffalo beat them?
No.
Did Baltimore beat them?
No.
Did Miami beat them?
Of course not.
Okay, then. They're still the team in the AFC.
Maybe.
Okay, so wait. Using your theory, So are you saying Buffalo's the team to beat in the East?
I still think Baltimore. I think Baltimore choked.
No. They're not in the East. I'm talking about
in the East. Yes, of course.
Why?
Because they're daddy.
Okay, why can't we say the same thing about Kansas City in the AFC?
If I had to ask you a question, can I ask you a question and you not try and wiggle out of it and just give me a straight answer?
No, because I'm going to pull a Tobin.
Give me a...
Hold on. All right. Let me get my notes ready.
You watched last night.
You're not going to try to get me with reason and all that kind of crap.
You watched last night. You watched last night. Are the Chiefs, or is Patrick Mahomes closer to being the GOAT or his championship window shutting?
Is he closer to being the GOAT?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Dude, I hate that.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. You know what this pisses me off? It's because... Say they lost in the divisional round. I can understand. Say they lost in the AFC Championship game to Buffalo, I can understand. But they lost a game, they didn't play well. Worst game probably they played all season. Bad timing for the loss. Then all of a sudden now the window's shut on a man who hasn't even turned 30 yet.
But here's the thing. You need
for a man who hasn't even turned 30 yet, the window is closed.
First of all, he moves like a 45-year-old. He moves worse than Tom Brady at this age.
And he still gets away.
Second of all, if you're not going to catch, like, it's like Michael Jordan, right? If LeBron's not going to catch him, he's got to do special things. So, like, he came back down 3-1, never done. Amazing. Okay, you could add it to his resume. So Patrick Mahomes has to catch Tom Brady. You've already lost to him. Big knock on the GOAT debate. But what can you do? Three-peat. You put up that. You didn't even if it was a good performance, Vlad. Okay.
29, though.
Leroy, that was embarrassing what happened to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And Travis Kelce, by the way, who's skating.
Let me ask you this. Who would you rather be right now? Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes?
Right now?
Josh Allen.
You lying your ass Josh off. Allen. You just boxed in.
Josh Allen. I'll tell you why.
So, Tobin.
I want to go to break.
Why?
I don't want you to sit here and try to pull this one off because we're going to be going until 12:50. Let's go to break.
Totally fair. Back after this.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.